This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club. Today, we're talking Chapter 2 of Midnight Sun, Open Book. So, I've been told that the last few minutes, actually, I haven't been just told. I've actually heard it myself. I actually kind of sound like Batman in Batman vs. Superman in the last number of minutes of the last chapter. I am understandable from what I can hear, and I do apologize for how that sounded. I'm not exactly sure what happened, as I really didn't do anything differently than I normally do for any of these book clubs. I mean, other than the fact that, you know, I do these book clubs not in the studio. I do them on my phone just because it's easier. And this is obviously a more casual and relaxed environment than the normal podcasts. That's the way that I like to keep it. And I have a new phone from the last time that I did one of these book clubs, so maybe the app that I have got a little wonky towards the end. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. So I apologize for how the last number of minutes sounded. Again, you can understand me. It just takes a little bit more effort than normal. So hopefully we don't have this issue with this particular episode, and rest assured I will make sure at the end, when I'm done recording this episode, that I don't sound like Ben Affleck as Batman. That's the idea, at least. So having said that, one of the things that actually I wanted to bring up from the last chapter, something that we talked about, where the book Midnight Sun, does it justify itself? And part of that conversation is, are there any moments in this book where it takes advantage of your prior knowledge and of the story from the Twilight Saga? And here is a debate for you to talk amongst yourselves, a little coffee talk. Is it good for the book to do that, to take advantage of your knowledge, to give you a wink-wink and a nudge-nudge? In other words, the book knows you, the book and the author know that you have a prior history with this franchise. Otherwise, you wouldn't be reading this book. Perhaps you are a brand new reader, but I think most people would probably refer back to the original text before they read Midnight Sun. That would be my assumption, and I would love to hear if anybody knows anybody reading Midnight Sun first. That would be interesting to know. Now we're getting into like the Star Wars question. How do you show like kids today Star Wars? Like in what order? So in what order would you read Twilight? You know, would you read Midnight Sun first? Would you read Twilight first and then Midnight Sun? Would you read the entire Twilight Saga and then Midnight Sun? You know, like there's a whole list of questions there that you're asked. Anyway, my point is this. Is it fair for the book to acknowledge that you have a prior history with this series? My gut tells me that it's okay, but that's cheating, that it's lazy writing. I think it's okay to acknowledge certain things, but to just take your knowledge as solid, just take your knowledge as, again, for granted, I think that's unfair to the reader, and I think it's lazy writing if that were the case. Part of the reason why I bring that up is because, is it better for the book to just exist on its own and treat Twilight as its own separate thing and reference Twilight when it needs to? That would be my intent as an author, and I think Stephanie Meyer flirts with this line a little bit. I think she flirts with the line of giving you a wink, wink, you know, and nudge. The book winks at you in two places, I think, so far. In chapter one, the book winks when Edward, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, says, "I just feel the need to protect her," when Mike Newton is talking to Bella. And he wants to protect her from Jessica. There's no discernible reason for that. There's nothing in Bella's actions would suggest that he needs to. Nothing in Jessica's actions suggests that he needs to. It's just this sudden urge that he has. And now in Twilight, I think that made sense because Edward doesn't admit to it until there is an organic reason to admit to it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.